This is Kevin Harlan, and tomorrow, the NBA on Prime Crew and I are back with another exciting Emirates NBA Cup doubleheader. First, Bam Adebayo and the Heat take on Jalen Brunson and the Knicks. Then, Steph Curry and the Warriors square off against Wemby and the Spurs. If you're not a Prime member, just sign up for a free 30-day trial. Heat-Knicks, Warriors-Spurs. Coverage starts tomorrow at 6:30 p.m. Eastern, only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Du bist ein Raider, der sich unter der Erde niedergelassen hat. Doch jetzt musst du an die Oberfläche zurückkehren. Dorthin, wo die Ark-Maschinen umherstreifen. Wenn du mutig genug bist, wer weiß, was du da oben findest. Ark Raiders. Ein Multiplayer-Extraction-Abenteuer-Videospiel. Jetzt erhältlich für PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X und S sowie PC.
When you love riding a motorcycle, you want to ride it everywhere, even to a physical.
Let's check your weight. Hop on the scale. Look at that. You're down a few pounds.
Oh, yeah. Must be the new carbon fiber wheels.
And when you love saving money, you want to save even more. That's why GEICO makes it easy to bundle your motorcycle and car insurance.
I'm going to prescribe 91 octane for your engine knock, and we'll want to see you again in 3,000 miles.
Kickstart your savings with GEICO Motorcycle. Bundle and save on the things you love.
Time now for another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. You know, we get you to work every morning on the Bob and Tom Show. Now every afternoon at 3, we're going to post a little extra for you to get you laughing on your way home or whenever you download this thing. On the big show today, comedian Jeff Oskey's holiday letter, plus duct tape and Donnie Baker. It's all coming up right after this.
I was born on August 24th, 1964, which is 9 months and 2 days after the Kennedy assassination.
Oh. Wow.
Which tells you all you need to know about how my father processes grief. And now when I see the footage of the assassination, I get nervous because I realize if he misses, I might not be here. Hurry up! He's almost at the underpass!
Oh, wow.
One of many funny stories about the Kennedy assassination.
Yes, indeed.
You know, they lost his brain. Do you know
what do you mean they lost his brain?
By the way, Google this. Do not take my word for it. They took the brain out of his head to weigh it.
Mm-hmm.
And then it went away. And the theory is that...
Abby,
yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Wow.
They think that the Kennedy family had it removed so it wouldn't become some sort of grisly artifact.
Mm-hmm.
I like to think that 10 years after the Kennedy assassination, when you were elected president, the first thing they did was they took you down into the basement of the CIA where you met a very special chimp. We're having a lot of problems with the economy. Well, the problem is the lira is sinking everything in England. Let me throw my poop at the wall and see what sticks. I'll come back in an hour.
The Bob and Tom Show is still trying to wake up. In the meantime, more Bob and Tom Extra.
Having fun getting ready for the holidays? Got the tree up? Or whatever it is you get up?
Yeah. Menorah? What's going on?
Sure.
You got to...
It will be.
Or the majora, whatever.
Sure, yeah.
Yeah, I put up the labia majora right there.
The majora goes on the outside, the menorah is on the inside.
Josh, you have a tree up yet?
Yes, yeah.
Lit?
Yes.
Okay.
Looks good.
Beautiful.
Decorated.
You don't think any of us have lives, do you?
Pat Godwin, you got a tree up?
Nope.
Okay. Ace, you got a tree up?
Technically, I have one up year-round. I have a palm tree in my living room.
Does it have lights on it?
Oh, man, yeah. that is so cool.
Are you being...
Palm tree?
No, that does not count.
Is it a live palm tree?
No.
Oh, oh well, oh. Boy.
You got a plastic palm tree? That must get the chicks.
You got a dust tree?
Josh, is your Christmas tree real?
You got a dust?
No.
You got a dust? You have to dust it, don't you? Doesn't it collect dust?
Yeah, I
dust your palm tree.
There's a panty dropper. You know, at this guy's house, he had a plastic palm tree.
Is it inflatable?
This must be like...
Oh, I do like the inflatable.
Touche.
Inflatables that are like 15 feet tall. Your neighborhood's too fancy for this, but there's a house.
Did you hear the Griswolds have put up the inflatable tree?
We have standards, we call them.
There's a house by me that has a whole yard full of them.
Sounds
inflatable
beautiful.
Palm trees.
It's as beautiful as it sounds.
Inflatable palm trees?
No, inflatable Christmas Santas and reindeers.
Oh, I
see.
Yeah. Oh, I yeah. love that stuff. Yeah. I thought you meant an inflatable palm tree.
No,
I
meant
weird.
The okay. big inflatables that
I love
are
that Snoopy stuff. And Santa and all that.
Yeah. God, I mean, it covers their whole.
I love
yard.
The Santa climbing in the window and then
the thing you plug in and there's snow. The snow globe. Have you seen those?
Oh yeah, oh. yeah, those are cool. Yeah.
Like 12 feet around. And
love it, love it. Now, Christy, your tree is up.
Yes, sir.
Okay, good. So far in this room, no tree,
completely
no tree, and chick tree.
No tree.
Okay,
I'm digging my heels in this year. I don't think so.
Why,
Jeff Oske, tree.
I'm getting mine today. I'm going to get one that you can plant afterwards in our backyard.
Oh, nice. Cool. That's
Look
cool.
At you.
Yeah, I'm going to do the big
hippie.
I mean, no, that's cool.
Aren't you a good
yeah,
hippie?
That's nice. Yeah. Now, does that come with the pot or do you have to?
Yeah. You mean the weed?
It'll stay green forever, man.
Yeah, man.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
That's a great idea, actually.
How big is it then?
Well, it'll just be like 5 feet.
What do you got there, Dougie fir?
I don't know. Whichever one's the cheapest.
Okay. So it has the big ball and the burlap.
Yeah.
On
yeah,
and they put them in a big barrel, so it gives a little more height. So it's...
My girlfriend's dad did that when she was a child, and now we drive by, and the Christmas tree from her childhood is now like 25 feet tall,
Aww.
And we always see it when we drive by. And she
oh, that's cool.
That is a great memory.
See?
That
yeah.
is so romantic.
Your kids are going to love this.
They are going to love
well,
this.
Well, there's nothing romantic. Like a solid childhood memory.
And then there's,
yeah. trying to
then there's that. Then,
up
then, there's the, then there's the ex-wife's tree where he dreams of someday hanging her.
Oh, no.
Hey, planted that one. Hey, am I laughing?
Hey, chick, you may not have memories of a tree, but I'm sure you have memories of some branches.
Yes,
switch.
Oh. Switch. Maybe fashion of wood.
Could somebody get the phone?
Into a cute. Oh, hello, small. Bob and Tom show.
Hey, Bob and Tom, it's Donnie Baker.
Hey, Donnie, how are you?
You guys talking about trees. I've been meaning to ask you, did you go artificial or get a fresh one?
I get a nice Christmas fresh one every year. There's a nice organization. They grow trees, and it's very healthy and good for the environment.
I'm thinking of getting a fresh one this year.
Good.
You guys know for the last 3 years, I've made my own out of Budweiser cans, and my Aunt Putty's used skull tins.
Oh, no.
Lovely. Sounds lovely.
You laugh, but I made the paper.
Sure.
I'm looking to change it up this year, though. Like Chick said, get my little son with you. Solid childhood memory.
Good idea. Uh-huh. Good idea.
Now, do you guys get your Christmas trees pre-cut, or do you amputate your own?
I've done both. This year, I got one pre-cut at my local tree stand place.
Are you stealing out of forests?
Well, I'll just say it like this, Christy. It's 1,000% cheaper to chop down your own.
Really?
This past weekend, I borrowed Todd Boner's pickup to get me a tree at the place I used to get them before I started building my own.
Uh-huh.
But since then, this place installed a wrought iron gate at the entrance of the subdivision, so I had to wait forever.
Oh, man.
I tried following somebody who lived in there. And waited for him to go through, figured I could just draft off of him like Jimmy Spencer's. But the gate closed when I was halfway through it, you know, and I was stuck until the next dude who lived in there came home and opened it back up for me. I looked like a lobster being trapped between a pair of tongs. Swear to God. And both doors got all bent up. His truck looks like Mickey Rooney after one of them boxing matches.
Wait, no.
I swear to God.
I think you mean Mickey Rourke. Mickey Rourke, the actor. Mickey, not Mickey.
Well, Boner, luckily, he likes to ditch the hazard calls. Right now, the only way to get in and out of his truck is through the windows. So,
That seems really
broke
safe.
Broke even. Hopefully, he's got car insurance with that dude from the prison show, Oz. You know the one where they cover all the stupid stuff like a moose humping your Civic or a Kodiak bear sodomizing your Subaru.
Right, I've seen that commercial.
Then the muffler starts leaking. Anyways, his truck is way jacked up right now.
Donnie,
you know?
I think your insurance will be responsible for it, so you're going to have to cover it. You were driving the car.
Hey, I got to run. I need to call the cops and let them know Boner's truck just got stowed out of the back lot here at work. Hey, get back here!
Oh, boy.
Donnie, that's way worse. You're filing a false police report.
Geez.
I think that's probably insurance fraud. You could go to jail.
Now the cops are going to call
us. Okay, and tell me this, Mark. How can it be insurance fraud When I ain't even got insurance in the first place.
No, perfect.
Okay. Well, all right.
Yeah.
I can't argue with you.
All this is moot, yes.
That's like a bag of Funyuns without a barcode. It's off the grid.
Isn't it?
I mean, sure, my buddy Bunner may get pissed, but this just goes to prove the old saying, Tom, with friends like me, who needs enemies?
Enemies. You could use an
You could probably use an enema. Yeah. Thank you very much. Hang up the phone.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Steve is intrigued by the paranormal.
Otherworldly spirits really make a house a home, you know?
Janice has different taste.
I'd like my house to not be haunted.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Steve and Janice found a renovated Victorian that's only haunted from 9 to 5.
Okay, wife's home. Y'all gotta bounce.
Bye, Steve.
Bundling without compromise at Geico.com.
Oh, God. We have found ourselves in the Knapp Auto Parts studios visiting with comedian Jeff Oske. And now, Jeff, I understand.
Visiting. We are visiting. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, having us. Having
yes.
A, Jeff actually works here. He's a great guy. He does a nice job. But he's going to be on stage with Todd McComas at Wiley's in Dayton Saturday only, is that correct?
That is correct.
It's one of the legendary clubs in America. It's a great place. And I
was wondering if you guys wouldn't mind. I'm a little behind on my holiday newsletter.
Yeah.
Sending it out for the family. So I was wondering if I could. All my family listens anyway. So I was wondering if you guys would. If I could take a quick minute and just read it.
So you're doing an audio newsletter.
Yeah, I'm going to do an audio version of the letter.
I love those family newsletters.
Yeah, save a little time and some postage.
Postage, sure.
Yeah, sounds good.
Makes total sense.
Pat, would you be able to play like maybe some, I don't know,
nice Christmas
piano
music.
In the,
well, we'll see
you know,
about that.
Ooh, I like that.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah.
All right. Greetings and warm wishes from the Oskill household. We hope your holiday newsletter finds you and finds you well. We're happy to announce that we have an adorable new addition to our family, a little puppy named Sophie. Mm. Our sweet Sophie is a precious golden doodle with a spunky disposition and loves to play fetch and cuddle with the kids.
Aww.
Oh, that's very nice.
Although Sophie's just a puppy, she's almost housebroken and only poops on the rug slightly more than my girlfriend's grandfather, who we let move in this past fall. Our youngest Bella has recently followed her mother's footsteps, has taken up competitive swimming. She's quite the water rat, and we do so enjoy spending our entire weekends, upwards of 20 hours, in the overly humid environment so we can watch her swim her 3 minutes worth of races. It's like being in the tropics without all the pina coladas and the fun.
That is so true.
Bella is also a VSCO girl and loves her oversized sweatshirts and scrunchies almost as much as me and Maggie love retrieving her scrunchies from Sophie's anus.
That's the dog.
The dog.
The dog ate the scrunchies. Yeah.
Elijah, my son, has started taking Brazilian jiu-jitsu.
Oh.
And let me tell you, as a father, there's nothing more satisfying than seeing your child choke out another parent's child. Especially if that parent is always on their damn phone during class talking way too loud about business when they could easily just take it outside. And who names their child Bryce anyway? Do you want him to grow up to be an 80s movies coke dealer? Our oldest child, Madeline, is a rising star in the art world and had her first pieces of art displayed at a local gallery this past fall.
Nice.
Good for her.
Her two most famous pieces entitled My Mom's Boyfriend Sucks and When's My Mom Gonna Stop Dating Losers Like Jeff recently were purchased on the open market by her biological father, Larry. This year, Maggie and I both quit smoking. I never dreamed it was possible after 25 years to finally be smoke-free. I also never dreamed it was possible to put on 48 pounds in 8 months. I also never dreamed that one day I would have to use the assistance of a hand mirror just to shave my scrot. The Oske Gill looks forward to seeing what awaits in 2020 and wish you all a happy holiday, a very Merry Christmas, a happy Hanukkah, and a quirky Kwanzaa. Thank you very much.
Nice. Right.
Very nice. Jeff Oske, ladies and gentlemen. All true, by the way.
All very true.
Yeah.
For those of us that have children that have been in competitive swimming,
competitive cheer all weekend. Oh yeah, we've all been there.
That humidity in that
place. That pool thing. And they don't have a count. Like, you don't count down, so you don't know where they're going to race. Right. So you have to sit there and you got to watch and click it off because you're going, well, I don't.
Oh, yeah.
It's unbelievable.
400 feet, my daughter swam, and 146 was her first heat. So I had to sit through 145 other heats.
Yeah. And you have to literally mark them off so you know where you are. There's no announcer.
While you're
going.
Doing that, the puppy is at home eating a scrunchie.
Yes.
Yeah. I just experienced the scrunchie.
Did you really?
Yes. My new little doggie. She likes to eat a lot of things, and she just. Yep, she passed a scrunchie.
Scrunchies are back.
Lovely.
Yeah, a little bit of laundry detergent. That thing's good as new.
Really?
No, it isn't.
Really?
All right.
No, he's talking about the anus of the puppy.
Yeah, of course.
You germaphobe washed a scrunchie?
No, I tossed a scrunchie.
I was going to say.
I didn't know what a scrunchie was until that. What's this
Where
thing?
Were you in the 80s?
I'm not wearing scrunchies.
Apparently not.
But, my little girls do, so it's scrunchie time. So we have Christy Lee live in her news desk. What have we missed?
Well, remember the duct tape banana? It was everywhere. Popeyes.
Oh, this was the thing in
the
Miami.
The Art Basel for the festival in Miami. Yeah.
Duct taped a banana and they claimed it sold for. I don't
two. They say they sold two for $120,000.
Oh, I don't believe.
They can't say it if it's not true. They wouldn't lie.
Well, Popeyes is in the news because they duct taped their chicken sandwich onto a canvas. As a la Maurizio Catalan, what?
They're imitating the artist that did it in Miami.
Wasn't it called The Comedian or something?
Yes.
Popeyes had priced the work entitled The Sandwich at $120,003.99.
I see. Great move.
Because, of course, the sandwich is $3.99.
Yes.
The chain said it partnered with San Paul Gallery Urban Art in Miami to display a real Popeyes chicken sandwich duct taped to a canvas as one of the art pieces exhibited during the week.
So it's funnier than the original.
Popeyes added, quote, when an art lover finally decides to buy it, profits from the sale will go directly to the Popeyes Foundation, a nonprofit organization that helps communities with food and support in times of need.
Much funnier.
A couple of baseball teams duct taped a baseball to a brick wall and said, the season starts March, whatever.
Yeah.
We should duct tape Christy to the wall.
Everywhere now.
And I'm only saying that because you're the smallest person.
It's one piece of dough.
I think we could do it.
Well, you're very kind, but I think it'd take a lot more than one piece.
No. So we could duct tape you, but could you still do the news?
Yeah. Well, it depends on if you duct tape my arms down. I mean, I'd have to be able to hold a news.
We're going
to
hold you up against.
Can I just have one?
We'd have to do it outside because the walls here are carpet.
Cold.
Yeah.
It's
the window here.
Right
here. Yeah, we could tape you right up here.
Yeah, that would work.
Sideways.
Yeah. You could. That would. I bet you would be. You would be. Sustained by
I think
tape.
So, yeah.
I don't think duct tape would hold.
It would. We have to get enough of it.
Maurizio Catalan. That's the artist that was responsible for the banana. Man.
And if you don't, this story sounds completely fake. It's real.
No, it's real.
A guy in, I think it was Sunday New York Times, defended this as art.
Did he? Then we remember the banana was stolen.
If you're wondering why people are. Never mind.
I love art.
Okay.
Yeah, I like
it. Real art. I mean, I guess that's to some.
I know. To some, that is real art.
It's not about art. That's all about art criticism.
Yeah.
Would you like to be duct taped? I bet we could. I bet duct tape would hold. I bet three strips of duct tape.
You're forgetting her claustrophobia. She can't be duct taped. Oh, no. I'm thinking.
No, I could. That's so, you're not going to duct tape my mouth shut.
No. Your head would be. Your head.
Jesus, no.
No. Over you. We'd have to tape it kind of on your upper chest.
Right. In my middle and my legs.
Middle,
right?
Yeah.
I don't think three strips is going to do it.
No, I don't think so.
And that's
either.
No comment on Christy's size because we all know she's very diminutive. But
three rolls. If you want to duct tape them right.
I think a roll of duct tape.
No, I think three strips would do it.
What?
No, there's no way.
Not three strips.
Well, how long?
There's only one way to find out. Maybe not today, since you're wearing nice clothes.
Yeah.
Maybe wear one of those like body suits.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think three would hold it. Yeah.
Boy,
duct tape is strong.
How much weight will duct tape hold?
It is strong.
20 pounds.
Per
strip? You're going to need a lot of strips.
We're going to need five strips.
Yeah. Wow. But no, I think if you put enough of it on the glass.
A tensile strength of 40 pounds. Hmm.
Okay, well, I'm sure it depends what kind of duct tape you get. There's a number of different types.
It's his first day.
He's never seen any of the equipment. Hello, Bob and Tom Show.
I
I couldn't help but notice that your show sucks.
Oh!
However,
I noticed the same thing.
I finally found something interesting that you were talking about, and I figured I could help. It will take approximately 8 strips of 3M Model 4736 tape, and you're going to want to place those approximately 8 inches apart, crosswise with each other, and make sure that you have a clean surface.
Okay.
It's taping to.
Okay.
If you need any other help, let me know.
Oh, thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Where are you calling us from?
I'm calling from upstairs from my basement.
All right. Anything in your basement right now?
Oh, nothing that I'd like to admit to.
Oh,
oh really?
Okay.
You got some sort of hobby projects down there?
Oh, sometimes I do have a model train set. Oh,
yeah, that's nice.
Do you sew?
Do I sew?
Yeah. Yes, do you have a nice sewing machine, maybe? Yeah.
How did you know about Mother's sewing machine?
He mentioned it. Do you have any leather tools that you like to?
It's interesting that I don't know if you're aware of this. You can make leather out of almost any sort of animal skin.
Oh, boy.
Any sort of mammal.
Yeah.
Any sort of skin that you can get, you can typically make leather and make an outfit out of that. Uh-huh.
I see.
It's a little known fact.
Yeah.
Now, does your mother, do you like to wear her when it's cold?
Where my mother?
I mean, you know, since you made her into a jacket, or was it a vest?
What? What sort of sick individual are you?
I'm just
hang on. He's trying to imply that I would wear my mother as him. Oh, not your mother! Well, somebody's not having a good holiday season.
Can you lower, maybe you could lower a little Christmas tree into the pit.
A Christmas tree?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a little tiny one into the pit there.
Oh, that's a brilliant idea. Yeah, you learned your lesson on that once. When you have an 8-foot crawl space and a 12-foot Christmas tree, you know what happens?
No.
Well, it involves a lot of running.
Okay.
I see.
Oh. Well, thank you, sir. Okay.
Apparently somebody needs. I'll help you.
Phone.
Oh boy.
There's today's edition of the Bob and Tom Extra for you. Make sure you catch us every weekday afternoon at 3. You can catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For the Bob and Tom Show, this is Christopher speaking. Have a great one.
Come join TV's Ross Matthews every Thursday on his new podcast, Hello, Ross.
Hi, I'm Ross Matthews, and I am so excited to tell you about my brand new podcast, Hello, Ross.
You know, I just said that.
Yeah, I know. I was just saying it again to emphasize the name of my new podcast. It's Hello, Ross.
Look, you only have like 30 seconds to tell them about the new podcast, Hello, Ross. You have to tell them about the celebrity guests, the interesting people with cool stories to tell, and it's new every Thursday. Go ahead.
You never know who's going to pop by to say hello, Ross. It could be an Oscar winner, the star of your favorite show, even my dental hygienist.
Really?
No, she's fascinating.
Okay. Anyone else?
One time I was at a dinner party, and the lady across from me, turns out she was a dominatrix. Ooh, that's gonna hurt. I've been a naughty boy.
Huh. Are you going to ask?
We're gonna go there.
For reals?
And there.
For real reals?
You better stretch.
I better stretch? What the
hell? On our show, nothing's off limits. I'm gonna ask that question.
No.
And that question.
No.
And I'm gonna get away with it.
Oh, boy.
So it's like Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood, right? Except think of it Mr. Matthews' Gaberhood. Oh, that sounds fun.
You know, that actually does sound fun.
And it's on YouTube or wherever you listen.
Wait, that's my line. Hello, Ross, available on YouTube or wherever you listen.
Okay, now you just repeated me.
We are so over our time limit.
Oh, that's a bummer.
Michael Rosenbaum and Tom Welling take you behind the scenes of one of the greatest shows of all time.
Their ultimate rewatch podcast. We're in the midst of season 7. And
Hold on. Obviously, we had a very successful television show for 10 years. That was Superman-based.
But we had to make everyone believe that you were Clark.
I gotta be honest, I was surprised at the end of this episode that I wasn't.
I was too!
Talkville, the Smallville rewatch podcast.
I'm not sure I knew when I was filming it that I was not me.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.